Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Thomas, I'm sorry, a male case review, or just a case review on Thomas Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N. As for the record supply, Thomas Shannon was seen by Dr. Barresi, B-A-R-R-E-S-E, on 3-8-22, period, at 11 a.m. that morning. He was traversing a narrow edge in the hold of a ship, and he fell. Pretty random on his lower extremity and felt a crack in the lateral leg. Pretty had pain with attempted weight bearing. Period. He was found to have an antalgic gait and hesitant to weight bear. Pretty was provided with crutches. Pretty his boots were removed and there was swelling of the right lower extremity around the ankle. Pretty has extreme bony point tenderness, the fibula roughly 20 centimeters proximal from the malleolus. Period. X-rays were done and were found to show a displaced comminuted fracture of the shaft of the right fibula. Period. His leg was immobilized and he was referred to the emergency room for further attention. Period. He was seen at the emergency room later that day. Period. They noted he was a 59-year-old with a history of a brain tumor that was resected, who had right lower extremity pain. Period. He was on a ledge in a tank when he fell about 3 feet onto a metal deck, landing on his feet and then falling backward onto his upper back and neck. Pretty was wearing a hard hat at the time and denied loss of consciousness or use of blood thinners. Pretty had a cracking, he heard a cracking in his right lower extremity and had difficulty ambulating after the fall. Period. He was evaluated, including x-rays that showed a mildly displaced distal fibular fracture. Period. He had he was then referred for consultation with orthopedic surgery. Period. In that regard, he scratch that. In that regard, he was seen at 8 p.m. that day by a resident named Dr. Batty, B-A-T-T-Y, period. He had Mr. Shannon go for a CAT scan and to remain non-weight bearing in his splint. Period. CAT scan showed unchanged alignment of distal fibular shaft fracture compared to x-rays taken earlier that day. Period. He was to follow up for surgical scheduling as an outpatient. Period. New paragraph on 3/16/22, Dr. Theodore performed right ankle open reduction internal fixation of fibular shaft fracture, comma right ankle arthrotomy with evacuation of hematoma, comma, and right ankle fluoroscopy. Period. The postoperative diagnoses were right ankle fibular shaft fracture. Pretty was discharged from the hospital the following day. Prepared a new paragraph. Mr. Shannon then followed up with Dr. Theodore postoperatively from 3:30:22 forward. Prepared physical therapy was also rendered concurrent with that period. At the last visit with Dr. Theodore, had mild pain with passive range of motion of the ankle joint. Appeared there was no instability with stress testing of the ankle or subtalar joints. Appeared there was no tenderness with palpation at the fracture site. Appeared his pulses were intact. Appeared the ankle was anatomically aligned. Period. He was able to single limb balance and single heel raise. Period. Repeat x-rays showed appropriate alignment and intact hardware with advanced healing. Period. He was then referred for a course of work hardening. Period. Serial x-rays were also performed through 10/18/22. Period. At that juncture, he had a healing distal fibular shaft fracture status post ORIF with intact hardware. Period. The fracture line is decreased. Period. The alignment was unchanged. Period. The plate and screw construct securing the fracture line is intact and unchanged. Period. There is Achilles enthesopathy and plantar calcaneal spur. Period. New paragraph. He did undergo a work hardening initial therapy evaluation on 11/2/20. Period. He related he did have previous therapy through October. Period. He went back to work in October for about 10 days, but he stumbled and was taken off work. Period. His reported problems were moderate impairment of walking, stairs, and balance. Period. He rated his pain at 0 out of 10 at best and 2 out of 10 at worst. Period. His pain limited his activity between 80 and 90%. Period. Nevertheless, the only medications he was taking were Lipitor and multivitamin. Period. The therapist noted he can now walk at least 3 miles and has 2 sets of stairs at home. Period. Within his job, he has to climb 77 steps from the top of the dock down to the bottom and walk 12,000 to 13,000 steps per day. Period. His right ankle dorsiflexion was only 2 degrees with normal range 10 to 20, comma, plantar flexion 55 degrees with normal range 40 to 50 degrees, comma, inversion 23 degrees with normal 30 to 35 degrees, comma, and eversion 33 degrees with normal 15 to 25 degrees. Period. His strength was generally 4/5. Period. He was able to do a right single leg stance for 2 seconds and a left single leg stance for 17 seconds. Period. He did have 30-second sit-to-stand test with 8 repetitions. Period. He had a hypomobile post-TC joint. Period. He had antalgic, decreased cadence, and decreased heel-to-toe gait pattern while ambulating. Period. He stood 6 feet tall and weighed 310 pounds with a BMI of 42. Period. He followed up and reported he felt He was walking better. Period. He performed numerous strenuous activities, including walking on a treadmill for 10 minutes, comma, doing seated heel raises, comma, sled push, comma, lateral step-ups, comma, bike, comma, step-ups, comma, calf stretch, comma, sit to stand, 3x15 reps, comma, single leg stance, 5x15 seconds, comma, carry a suitcase, comma, do a farmer's carry, 15 pounds with 10 repetitions, an ankle four-way, blue 3x15 reps, period. He had no complaints of pain performing these exercises. Period, his progress towards goal is good and his tolerance to treatment is good. Period, he demonstrated improved heel-to-toe gait pattern and normalizing stance times on each leg. Period, was able to perform lateral walks with increased resistance and ambulated increased distance on treadmill today with the same duration of time. Period. Findings and conclusions on 3/8/22. Thomas Shannon injured his right lower extremity when he fell at work. Period. He was seen at an occupational health clinic the same day, and x-rays found a fracture. Period. He was quickly referred to the emergency room. Period. They repeated x-rays and had him evaluated orthopedically. Period. He was immobilized and released with a plan to return for operative treatment as an outpatient. But he did undergo surgery on 3/16/22 to be inserted here. But this was followed by serial x-rays confirming healing and resolution of his fracture. But he also participated in physical therapy, culminating in work hardening through 11/23/22. At that juncture, he had minor physical restrictions, as noted above. But he also saw Dr. Theodore through 8/30/22. When x-rays showed advanced healing at the fracture site without evidence of joint asymmetry, period, clinical exam was previously described. Period. He was not using an assistive device or orthotic to ambulate. Period. He was observed to ambulate with a steady gait pattern in the hallway. Period. No antalgia was described. Period. The paragraph, I'll read this case. Using the 6th edition for a diagnosis of fracture of the right ankle, necessitating open reduction internal fixation, period. And that is the end.